Michal, back up in Division 1 after a number of years down in Division 2, won 5 of your 7 games, topped the league table. You're already in bonus territory.
Yes, Tom, and I mean, you know, the league campaign has been very good for us in that mean, and I suppose it's great credit to the girls for the amount of effort and work they put in to basically achieve what we have achieved so far. But in saying that, Tom, I mean, nothing, basically, you know, medals or cups have been given out, and I suppose, basically, you know, to be back in Division 1 football and playing there, it's great for us, and basically, and the goal for us at the beginning of the year was to retain our Division 1 status. And as you rightly said, I mean, you know, we're in bonus territory here at the moment, basically, you know, we're in a league semi-final, that mean, and, you know, basically, what we're prize on offer now is basically it's a league final.
Yeah, and I suppose you have altered your ambitions now, have you? You're looking at, realistically, given, you know, your results, you went to Cork, you beat Cork, you went to Galway, you beat Galway, you've beat Mayo, beat Monaghan, you know, you beat Armagh. Certainly, is a league title a realistic ambition at this stage?
Yes, Tom, I mean, there's no reason why it wouldn't be. And basically, you know, it'd probably be the first team ever in Ireland probably to come from Division 2 to go to Division 1 and win the National League, you know, the following year. That would be a huge bonus, I mean. But look, I mean, we're not looking past that. All we're looking for is Galway at the weekend. Galway will come to Mark Fitzpark with the same ambition, is to get into a league final. That mean, you know, we know if we play to our own standards and basically, you know, the way we played in the last few games, you know, we can get a result. But I mean, it's going to take a huge effort, because I mean, the game against Galway in the league was a very, you know, close game, and that mean, you know, it was a wet, heavy tune pitch that we played on. I mean, this is a different game. I mean, Galway has some new players in. We have some new players in. So it's all to play for on Sunday, which should make it a very interesting game. That mean, but I mean, all we're hoping on is basically that we get into a league final.
Yeah, well, you've progressed, I'm sure, because you've been even strengthened, I suppose, with the return of Eoghan McMoneagle and Aoife McDonald since that, and you've got players back as well. So you've certainly have improved as well since that Galway game.
Oh, yes, Tom, you know, we've been improving probably near every game we played. But, I mean, you know, Galway will have improved as well, and they have, you know, the Leonard sisters back, and that mean, and one or two probably in that didn't play in the first game we had. But look, I mean, we're not going to look too much on Galway, basically. We're going to look to our own team and to our own girls getting a performance and putting in a performance, and we know that basically if our girls put in the performance and basically, you know, cut out the mistakes and that mean and limit the mistakes, that mean we're in with a huge shout of getting to a National League final.
Yeah, and you're going into the semi-final on the back of a great run, beat Cork, beat Monaghan, beat Mayo.
Yes, and that mean, you know, they were a huge win for us, and I mean, you know, and winning gives you huge, you know, motivation and huge encouragement, and you know, gives the girls that extra bite of training and that. So, like, I mean, definitely, I mean, you know, and we know if we keep the same performance going, that mean we have a great chance of being a National League title come Sunday evening.
Yeah. In terms of team, I know it's getting stronger as well. You've had your injury woes and you've had your absentees.
Yes, and I mean, you know, we didn't have Katie Hearn for the Mayo game, and Katie had a back injury, but thankfully Katie has overcome that, and you know, she's going well in training at the moment, and she will be pushing for an opening spot on Sunday. I mean, unfortunately, I mean, Ailish Ward has picked up basically a hamstring injury in training during the week, and I mean, and you know, she'll probably be out for a number of games, but out from that we have a fairly full hand to pick from.
Yeah, and Amber Barrett, we haven't seen much of her yet, but I believe she's back in the squad in training.
Yes, Amber is back. I mean, you know, she had college duty and some soccer commitments, that mean, and she wasn't able to get the same commitment earlier on that she probably would like to be, but she's been back in training, that mean, and you know, if we get Amber up to speed and get Amber fully fit, I mean, Amber is another huge basically asset to us, and basically one that you can bring in at the bench or start any day of the week and can, you know, win a game for you either.
Yeah, and that's obviously been very evident in your campaign so far, the strength and depth you've had, you have, because you've been able to bring people off the bench and, you know, people with great experience.
Well, definitely, Tom, and it's a huge, I mean, and probably that's basically what stands us to us this year. Basically, you know, in Division 1 football, you want to have a panel, and that's what we have here. We have, you know, a huge panel there. We have 32 girls, I mean, and any one of them can come in on any given day and basically, you know, do a job for us. And basically, what we're looking at, basically, you know, is to keep the girls on the toes, the girls that are starting, because, I mean, we know there's girls on the bench there that can come in, and the girls know that themselves. So everyone is fighting for her place, and, you know, I don't think any team that went out has been the same in the league, and probably it will be a different coming. On Sunday, it'll probably be a different team again.
Yeah. What's it going to take on Sunday?
It's going to take a huge effort, no doubt. I mean, not alone for the 15 players that start, I mean, but from the whole team, I mean. But, I mean, you know, if we basically, you know, keep tight at the back and basically get enough of a ball into Yvonne and Geraldine in the forward line, and I mean, we've no doubt that we can win a National League title come Sunday evening.